Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Are you ready, kids?
Actually, I was doing more Astros talk than you were, dumbass orange toilet paper people, because I was with Charlie Palillo.
Do they sell that at HEB?
Well, and Springleton and Jonathan Singleton's not up, and we have nothing to talk about, yet we're going to talk Astros baseball.
Hey, can I?
That's what it was every day, so I don't want to hear from those people.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Do-do-do-do. Fellio Bangs.
Frank's a hater. If you ain't got no haters, Dell, are you popping? If you ain't got no haters?
Well, you shouldn't ask me. You should be asking Robert Sala. We know.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
I want to meet that guy. That's one of my favorite lines ever. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
I don't know, man. We've added some stuff since I've been back. And you like that one. We don't play this enough because it's really aggressive, but
I hope that you choke on a piece of concrete and literally go to hell.
That is pure rage. If you've seen that video, that's one of the best performances I've ever seen. No Hollywood actors duplicating what that girl
you
felt.
You can hear the hate in her heart and in the way that she's been broken.
Yeah.
You can hear how she's been broken. You can hear it. There's a she says, somehow is yelling and breathing at the same time. Not yelling, but she wishes all the ill will. You can tell that's real. You're right. I don't think there's an actress who could have captured that.
Yeah, she was calling her, I guess now ex-boyfriend. He did something. We assume it's cheating because that type of emotion, you assume it's cheating.
Or I think he just broke, yeah.
The way she calls him a dumbass, it's guttural. It's like almost from ancient times. Like she was controlled by a demon.
Yeah.
And she calls him a dumbass to a level where it broke all her friends around her. Like, there's a person filming, and the person just, like, scans the entire room, and everyone has a face on, like, we don't know who this person is anymore. She transformed.
Here it is. I hope you go to concrete.
Well, because you know why an actress couldn't do it? Because it's real.
Yeah, that is something you have to be, like,
I can't Meryl play Schubert it, though, right? The whole thing.
No, because she curses.
Yeah.
I found a part that
it's good, though.
It's really good.
I won't be ignored.
Yeah, stuff like that.
You know that movie, Dell?
Isn't that a Fatal Attraction?
It's Fatal Attraction. Yeah. So how would you know Fatal Attraction? It came out in like 88.
Because I watch everything.
Okay.
He knows.
Not going to be ignored, Michael.
And I remember
whatever his name
specifically. Well, that was the actor's name. I don't know about his real name. That was the real name, Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. I'm not going to be ignored was what was her name? Glenn Close. Man, that movie was...
Well, they made a remake. They have a remake of it. That's why I went and watched...
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series.
That's what I thought, yeah.
It's a extended version of that, obviously, as a series, and you kind of get into the ins and outs of not only her mental health issues, but the twist at the end is kind of terrible, but it does add a little bit extra to it.
Name a movie that you would have loved to have seen as a series. I mean, an easy one for me is Goodfellas. They got so much jam-packed into Goodfellas. But if you had – but you could have really – like, it really is truly amazing. When we've seen so many series and we think, man, you can really flesh it out. I feel like Goodfellas did an incredible job of story arcing from the time they were young and going all the way. Like, it was really great what they were able to pack in. Could you imagine if you did a – you could do more on – Jimmy Conway, like every one of those characters could have gotten a lot. You could have gotten even more out of them. I'm trying to think of movies that I wish had been streaming shows. Not any of the, I don't care about anything Star Wars related. The Christopher Nolan stuff just gets too weird. Probably the Batmans. I'm not a huge bet. But I did like Joker. And that you maybe could have done more with that.
There's a lot of sci-fi stuff based off books that they try to cram into movies where it would just be better off as a series. That's not your bag or John's bag, but there's a lot of stuff.
What's your German movie, Dark or whatever?
Dark is it's a TV show on Netflix.
Yeah, but you couldn't have done that as a movie.
Yeah, you can't make that.
It's impossible.
Movie. Yeah,
like there's certain streams.
Did you like it,
Dark?
Yeah,
I did. I don't mind.
I did too, but boy, you got to pay attention.
You got to be an active watcher. There's so many people who are the same person but older and younger.
Can't be on your phone.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever watch The Offer?
I think so. What is that one?
It's about The Godfather, the making of The Godfather.
Oh, it was great.
I thought it's one of my all-time favorites.
It was fantastic.
It's one of my all-time
favorites. And I really like that act. I like Miles Teller.
Yeah.
I think Miles Teller is a likable guy on screen, but The Offer is really, really good.
Yeah. I'm watching a video of this guy. He jumps into an oil pit. And this is one of the crazy clips. He jumps into an oil pit.
And then what?
And he pays the price for it. Do not ever jump into an oil pit. He is hurting bad. He can't get it off of him, first of all, and the oil off of him. And it really, really is awful for
him. Put a degreaser on him. They're just spraying him with water?
No, they're spraying him with some kind of a water.
Oh, it's hurt.
It's hurting him.
What does it feel like to jump in oil? It wasn't boiling hot. Of course, if it's outside, it is boiling hot.
He can't even stand it. Just here's something.
And they can't get it off of him.
Hey, everybody out there, don't jump into an oil pit ever. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Because you'll never be the same person again. Okay? 713-780-3776 if you want to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The Texans picked up Cameron Dantzler. What do you think?
Well, I was excited. I loved him coming out of college. He was a free agent
he's been a free agent a few times now.
He's 24 years old, so that's not a great sign.
No, he was a free agent now three times this offseason. He's signed by a few teams. Yeah.
So I wonder if that's a medical thing.
It is a medical thing.
Okay.
It is a medical
thing. Well, then.
Yeah.
Well, he's another
fourth team. It's his fourth team in the past 6 months. He's been battling injuries, obviously. But
then it's going to be a physical thing.
He's been signed and waived by the Vikings, Commanders, and Bills.
Well, Vikings were his original team.
Yeah. He appeared in 10 games for Minnesota.
And the Commanders
I guess he signed with them again, and then...
You can't have 260-pound cornerbacks on the same team with Emmanuel Forbes and Cam Dantzler, so he can't play there. Who else did you say?
The Bills, the Commanders.
Yeah, it's got to be a physical thing, because he had talent coming out of college, but he's another skinny corner.
Yeah.
Really skinny corner. So let's see how it goes. I don't know what his injuries are, but that's a really bad sign. If it's four teams in 6 months, you've got injuries that there's something that's showing up that they don't like, or you can't run anymore. One or the other.
Yeah. One or the other, but we'll see whether or not, can they use him for depth? Are you happy with Xavier Thomas?
Well, yeah, you can use him for depth if he's healthy, but.
Who's out? I saw Tavier Thomas on the field a lot this week.
Well, he's probably cornerback. Cam Dantzler right now would probably be cornerback
King.
He'd probably be cornerback five.
Yeah.
At this stage, you just want a pro corner who's on the team. Steven Nelson's on. Tavier Thomas is on. Stingley's on, obviously.
Brett Griffin.
Probably. It's funny reading between the lines, some of the comments they had about Shaquille Griffin, you know, as he's a pro, he's been through this, but it's not like probably Shaquille Griffin is on. That's another guy with
that's five.
Yeah. If you had a Dantzler, but I think Dantzler's a long shot based on how many teams he signed with.
Stingley, Nelson, Tavier Thomas, King, and Griffin. That's five without Dantzler.
Then that may be it. Then.
Unless they're not happy with Griffin.
Well, that could be it, too. I mean, he's a veteran who has lost a little bit of a step, so that could very well be. And his salary is going to be a little bit more expensive if you keep him on the roster. So, I don't know. I wouldn't read too much into the Cam Dantzler at this stage of the game. Honestly, we'll see. So you got... Yeah, King, Stingley, Griffin, Tavier Thomas right now is the four. Nelson is the five. Then you got Darius Phillips, Cam Dantzler, Kadar Coleman, Kobe Francis, D'Angelo Ross. I really like Kadar Coleman when he was coming out of college, but lacks a little bit of speed. Dantzler is skinny. Darius Phillips lacks speed, but he's has an ability to make a play. But look, he's number 44. He's not going to make the team. You can't be cornerback and your number be 44 and make a team.
Well, how about Desmond King taking zero this year?
That's a cool number.
It is, I guess.
Yeah. The Texans saw a zero make plays against them at Braxton Berrios. That's a cool number this year.
But look at these. Here's corners for you. It's 21. Cool.
What about if you're
24.
A quarterback and you take number 50?
Well, you're an unserious person. I talked about this you're on not Monday. Teddy Bridgewater's not a serious person when you take that number.
He is not a serious person. No. Same way, if you're number 44, the team doesn't
unless
think much of you.
Unless you're Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Marlon Humphrey's not. Wait, Marlon Humphrey's not 44 at Baltimore. He's 24, isn't he?
No, that was Marcus Peters. Marlon Humphrey was 44.
In Baltimore?
Yes.
He's a serious person.
He took his dad's number. He took Bobby Humphrey's
Bobby Humphrey
number.
Was 44?
As well, a running
you're
back,
not
yeah.
a serious person if you take a running back's number as a corner.
I'm just
but if it's for your dad, okay.
Yeah. I think
that's,
he was like,
that's understandable.
I think he might have been 26 in college or something like that. 20, or he started
26,
at,
yeah.
He started at
20. Darius Phillips is number 23 everywhere else. And now he's number 44. You ain't making the team, buddy. You can't take a fullback's number and make this
and
team.
And Marlon Humphrey started as number 29.
Who are the guys who have number 40s? Think about this. What positions are in the 40s?
Usually fullbacks.
Yeah. Not even linebackers are in the 40s.
Well, Miles Jack.
Nobody's
just
in the 40s.
Yeah,
he
Christian
just retired.
Harris was 48.
Christian Kirksey in the 40s?
He was at one point.
Yeah, he is not a serious person.
He is a serious person. He's a serious person. Say that.
Serious people.
HRMP is serious people. I was talking to Chris Fisher yesterday, as a matter of fact, and HRMP is they're so good at what they do, so good. He told me, he said, listen, I can save this company $150,000. I put it on paper for him. And if you're not a serious person and you don't want to listen to that, then I there's nothing I can do for you. If you don't want another $150,000 to your business's bottom line, there's nothing I can do for you. Now, I don't know that they're going to be able to save you $150,000, but I will tell you this. We look at stuff like this. When we study this stuff, we want to get the best service that we possibly can at the best numbers we can possibly get them. What business doesn't? Well, you're not a serious person, a serious businessman, if you're not going to let them customize a plan for you and see whether or not it's better for you, especially if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company. Or you think, maybe, well, look at this benefits package that we got, and look how much it's costing us, and look at this 401k plan. Well, look at this insurance. It's not great, but yet we're stuck with it because of the administrative company that we're with. Well, you don't have to put up with that, okay, because HRMP is going to give you the payroll, and they're going to give you the HR, but they're going to let you decide, and they're going to get you all the different options for the 401ks, for the insurance plans, for all your benefits packages. That's what they're going to do. Okay, so you're going to, in the long run, with all of that stuff, you're going to come out on top, and they are going to be able to do this every single time because they customize a plan that's different for every single business. It's not cookie cutter like a lot of these places are. Nope. If you're looking for a payroll company that's going to do all these things and possibly save you the bottom line, all you need to do is get to HRP.net. 281-880-60. Oh my gosh, doggone it. HRP.net.
I personally believe.
I do.
That HRP.net.
You know, this is the only spot that the account exec asks for the air check every week.
Yes, I know. And here's, look at HRP, I can't remember what their number is. And
you know, we know it starts with a 2.
I'll give it
two.
To you on the way back. HRP.net.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter-patter.
Well, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN. There's a lot of stuff going on, some stuff that we haven't. I mean, this is a good news of the weird day today.
Is it?
This is going to be a good one. Well, one, a sportsy News of the Weird. The nude Tour de France has been banned in several cities. Have you ever seen the nude Tour de France?
I haven't. I've never seen it.
It's gross. There's a lot of people that are nude on bicycles.
Yeah.
And is it? It's almost impossible to ride a bicycle nude if you're a guy, right? It's, you want to talk about painful.
Well, it's not ideal.
No. You have to have a special kind of seat. You can't have the banana seat, right? I mean, it's bad enough when you got pants on.
Yeah.
I don't.
The banana seat. I know. Anybody who tries to ride on those, you got to get some kind of cushion for
it.
And
you're not going to get a pump down nude either, right?
No. Well, depends on where you are. Well, I don't know. Nudist colonies don't seem to have any problem with it.
I don't know. I just don't. You're going to get a pump?
Well, have you ever been to
you're
a beach?
You're going to sit on the handlebars naked?
So, Chris was in Europe recently, and he was at the beaches. Like, they'll just go topless, right? It doesn't even have to be a special beach?
No. They just go topless. They don't care. They just go topless, yeah.
You've been there? You've been to one?
Yeah, a lot of European beaches are like that, yeah.
Is it
in Italy, it was like that. We were at in Cinque Terre, and there were people out there with topless.
Was Wendy with you?
Yeah.
How'd you handle it?
I just went, she needs to put a top on, you know. There are some that you were like, oh, no.
No.
Did you run out of tops here? Can you put one on?
Well, but what about when you...
For the most part, it's not great.
No, it's not great.
It's
yeah,
not great,
no, I know. For the most part. I know. That's the...
Think, ooh, it's gonna be...
Yeah, it ain't like movies.
No.
But if you saw...
It ain't like Bo Derek's coming out of that.
No, like if you saw something that was interesting, were you wearing sunglasses or did you try to just...
No, if it was interesting, you just...
Were you sneaking peeks?
That looks pretty... Yeah. No, you don't sneak peeks.
Did you tell Wendy,
you
look at that one?
You appreciate, you know.
Wendy can see you
Wendy
doing that?
Wendy can see, yeah, she would... she's a good-looking woman or whatever, yeah.
Did you ever say, Wendy, look at that one?
No, I never said, hey, check that out.
Whoa.
No,
didn't say that.
Didn't get it. I always, you know, doesn't look good.
I had somebody
that looks terrible.
I had a mobile, I just felt like doing this mobile dog washer thing yesterday, and I got my dog Splits, biggest mistake of my life, my favorite dog of all time. I got his hair cut. I got my hair cut, and he just looks like a totally different dog. It's the worst. But anyway, the girl that came over and did it was like, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is what Alec needs to make. We need to make a move here. Alec needs to get home and maybe marry a dog washer. Free dog. We got free dog, you know.
Well, but that's your wife or whatever, if he marries her.
Yeah.
So then it's not going to be free. I guess she'll walk the dogs then?
No. Not what? No, she's a groomer. She's a pet groomer. Huh. But it was unexpected.
Okay.
I just thought, this Why is
you
like,
think
our, was like a dog
our
groomer.
Are most dog groomers
I wasn't expecting somebody who looked like they'd be in a movie.
Really?
Just like you're at a nude beach, it's not great, right? It's not going to be what the movies look like.
Well, the majority of people is not great.
This is one I was like, wow. Expect somebody just rolling up in a truck, mobile dog groomer, and it's like, that was pretty good. One of my sons, well, not Drake, he's going to get married in November, but
the other ones, yeah. I look for girls for JT all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what do you mean you look for girls?
That's a good one, JT. Go after that.
How do you know what's in her heart and her soul? What kind of person she is?
Yeah.
I thought JT was like a pseudo missionary. Is that how he's going to pick his wife?
No.
Hey, that one looks good.
Yeah,
JT, go after her.
Well, he's not going to pick one that's not a good looking dog groomer.
What if he loves the person she is on the inside? that's you. He's a much better person than you.
He's a better person than you.
JT is unquestionably a better person than you.
Hey, listen.
Without question.
Oh, there is no question he's a better person than me. But he's also, hey, you think he wants to go the rest of his life
I'm not saying he's going to pick a woman he doesn't find attractive.
Yeah.
But
he also might find her
But he's not going
soul
to just
attractive.
Pick one. Like you say, hey, that one looks good. He's not going to do that.
Spin around.
She's got chances. Okay?
Do you guys have the same taste?
Never say the phrase
what?
Spin around.
You guys have the same taste? Have you noticed his ex?
Yeah.
His girlfriends,
yes.
And they look like women you would have dated when you were young?
Yes. Yeah. I know. Well,
no
if they look like
taste.
His mom, Then that's gonna be a positive.
Weird,
right?
Or odd,
he
yes.
does like Hispanic girls too. He likes Hispanic girls too.
Well, join the club.
Yeah,
my right. brother's married to one. I am
right.
I
know my son's taste. I'm like, hey, JT, look,
don't
go
look at that
do
one.
You point fetch.
You don't say
fetch.
Don't say, hey, girl, spin around for my son to see you.
Give me a twirl.
Yeah, twirl. That's what I was looking for. I don't. Yeah, right. JT can't trust you. Yes, he has my taste. He has my taste. Yeah. They need to look like his mom. Like, that didn't come out sounding right.
Well, no, but
that's very
you know,
Oedipus.
There's
you.
A whole Oedipus.
When you
thing,
talk
yeah.
to women,
there's
that,
a whole Oedipus thing. No,
right. I hope not. Not at this age.
Oh, it's a little late.
Yeah,
for
yeah. When you talk to women that you think JT is interested in or should be interested in, do you put that little puppy dog voice you put on to the when women interns are here? You go, hey, how's it going? Would you like to thank my son? Do you do that? Do you raise the octaves
no,
on your voice?
I've never asked. I just go. JT,
but even the girls he brings around.
Actually, I've done that with Alec before. Now that I think about it,
do you do
it,
that voice with them? The girls
right.
he brings around.
It's
hey,
good to
how
see
you doing
you.
There?
Yeah, it's not like
how's
they're a puppy.
Okay?
You talk to them like they're puppies.
They're young people.
You so can't you, use the same voice.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
No.
I mostly
that's
just
that's
want,
just for Mary.
Like I'm a lot simpler. I just ask for
friend.
Alec. I want Alec to
that was here for a day.
Right. Yeah, I want Alec to. Date someone who has a car and lives in Houston, and so that
you don't
have
to drive them,
so she can bring them back. Yes, that's that simple. I don't care what she looks like. You need to find somebody who's in Houston who has a car.
Right,
they could take you back up there, and they could take you here.
Exactly.
That's like,
and then you spend a lot of time in the car together. You get to know each other.
Yeah. You can like, oh, so what's your favorite color? Or what's
right?
Do you like pizza? I like pizza too. Great. You do the driving back and forth. That sucker's 9.5 to 10 hours long.
All right, quickly. Speaking of color, quickly, because this came on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Name a color that doesn't have the letter E in it.
Easy.
Fuchsia.
Good.
Fuchsia. Okay. Brown.
Oh, you're taking?
Black.
Okay. It took a little while.
It did.
Because
I went green,
blue, green, yellow.
Right.
It takes a little while. Pink.
Fuchsia doesn't. We're talking about colors.
I came up with pink, but it took a little while.
I went brown.
Brown.
Oh,
yeah.
Pink, yeah.
Yeah.
Brown. Oh, yeah, so there's plenty. It's not a trick question.
No.
But
it
you
just
do go
a while.
Because when you say that, the only thing you can think of is letter E colors.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's called the Mandela Effect. Let me tell you about that.
Let me tell you about this. Football is back. The NFL preseason is here. By the way, before we do this, HRP's number is 281-880-6525.
Yeah, you're going to have to do another one.
No, put this in, edit it. 281-880-6525. 281-880-6525. That's HRP.net. There. You can put that in there.
I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
They got added value. they got two commercials.
Are you sure that you just didn't combine it and make one value
they
considering
got
what you did
two
the last time?
For the price of one.
Okay.
All right. HRP, you should be happy. Let's go. Football is back. Now we're talking about something else here. We're talking about mybookie.ag promo code. Bet 975, but you don't even listen. You don't even need promo codes anymore because you got the bonus that you click on the bonus when you go to mybookie.ag. Click on the bonuses and see how much whatever you put in, you're going to get a bonus. There's a welcome bonus for new players, but there's also a reload bonus for existing players. If you've been with mybookie before, then you know about you've been there, done that. But you get a bonus as well by putting in money right now before the football season starts. You got a referral bonus as well when you sign up a friend. Hop on mybookie.ag, start having fun. You got all the other stuff that you can bet as well. If you're a soccer fan, if you're a golf fan, if you're a Major League Baseball fan, whatever it is, live casino betting as well. So you can play blackjack or whatever. It's live too. It's not a machine. You can see the dealer actually dealing it, which is pretty cool. So if you want preseason football bets, like future bets, you got to go now. Do it now. Do it now. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. Mybookie.ag.
Free agency is for everyone. Start advertising yourself for 25 cents a day on selflist.com.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
934 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros win just a half a game out of first place. The Rangers lose again. Six straight losses for them. Just one game separate three teams in the AL West. It is good. It is fun. So we got us a nice little deal going on. Anything that we missed today? Oh, James Harden, he was fined $100,000 by the league for his Daryl Morey comments.
Everyone's talking about this enormous fine, and I just think $100,000.
I mean, $100,000 is a lot of money, clearly
for us.
But James opted into another
$40 million a year.
Yeah, lower than that, right? The what he opted into
last year was 35.
Yeah,
but he's made 40.
$100,000 is not going to shake him.
No.
Although the league said, or the belief is, and this is maybe true too, John, that this is some of the league basically saying, no, you're making us. You're coming after the entire league when you do this stuff, and you better have you because you're making everyone look bad. I think part of it, how much of this is the league's tired of James's act where he tries to bully his way out of wherever he doesn't want to be, and now they're not letting him get away with calling somebody a liar. They're not going to do.
Well, at least the reporting is that the lying thing is fine. It's not great for them, but it's not what he got fined for. He ignored what they told Lillard and Godwin. Is it Goodwin or Godwin?
Not to his talk agent. About it?
No, not to whoever Lillard's agent is. They said the issue was James made it known that he wasn't going to fulfill the obligations of his contract by coming and playing for the Sixers. When he said, I will no longer be a part of any organization that Daryl Morey's a part of, that means you're not going to play for the Sixers when you're under contract. So that's what they got him for. They put out a warning. Don't do this. Don't tell people you won't fulfill your obligations. And then he said he wasn't going to do it. And then they fined him $100,000 for it.
Whatever the case may be. Is James going to play for the Sixers? Is Daryl Morey going to be the general manager of the Sixers at this time next year?
Yeah, I don't think you choose Daryl. You choose James over Daryl. I don't think James.
But if he's made this go sideways.
I don't think he has, though. We'll see. I do think there is a chance in owner, but maybe he has. But I still think the idea of Daryl helping to build a team around him, there's more. The thing that Daryl's only big mistakes have always revolved around listening to James and believing too much in James. Those are his biggest mistakes. And now he's been bitten by the bear. And I do think Daryl could – look, I understand, oh, Lance loves Daryl and all this stuff. Well, the reality is if you just go piece by piece all the moves over the years, Daryl has way more hits than misses. He had a sustainable run for the Rockets that was their longest sustainable run that they had in history. It didn't end in championships. There was no Hakeem Olajuwon. There was the anti-Hakeem in James Harden. But I think Daryl knows how to build stuff up. But if it all revolves around – James Harden, it's not going to work. So I think Daryl will still be there. I think the problem lies, and Tad Brown's really locked in because he's actually part of the entire investment group that owns, you know, they own like a ton of sports franchises. The problem if you're Daryl is, what do you do with James? I don't think James will quit on you on the floor. Like James will not try. We've seen it happen in a big game against San Antonio where James decided he wasn't going to try to play basketball. Do you have any doubt that it's beyond James to go on the court? And James will immediately fake an injury or whatever, right? I think we're all in agreement. Yeah. James isn't going to play for you. He already said he's not going to play for you. I trust James when he says, I'm not going to play for you. So what do? You just let him sit there? I could see 76ers... But Daryl doesn't want to give something up without what he considers the proper value. So I don't know that he would be okay with just cutting James and letting him walk because he sees players as commodities. That's how Daryl works is this is your value. This is your PER. This is your financial value. He sees players as value pieces, as numbers. And there's still a number on Daryl there's still a number on James for Daryl. So I don't think he's going to want to he doesn't want to give him away, and I don't think he'll want to just cut him. I think he wants somebody to trade him what he believes is the value for James, but the owner may need to step in and say, look, I get what you're trying to do, Daryl, and it's admirable, but let's just get this belligerent guy out of here.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if you're an NBA team, serious question, you can't trust James for more than a year.
Well, the Clippers would be an ideal situation. You just go in there, okay, James, we're going to give you this contract this year, because he can't make any contract demands anywhere he goes.
Why is that the ideal place? I know it's because he's West Coast. He's from the West Coast. But the idea that because he gets with other players that all of a sudden he falls in line, we saw that didn't work with the Nets.
Yeah. No.
I think he likes to be the alpha.
Well, I mean, that fell apart. But it wasn't all James that the reason that fell. It fell apart because Kyrie is such
a flake. No, it wasn't all James, but James... Yeah, no, that's fair. But I think James is somebody who... James likes to kind of play the way he wants to play.
Well, he's going to still
Would
do
he be
that,
able to
regardless.
Do that with playoff P?
Regardless, also known he's as going podcast to do that.
P.
He's going to do
and,
that.
And
it's a veteran team. It's not a young Kawhi? Team that you want. You don't want James. Like, I wouldn't put him on the Kings, right? I wouldn't. The Kings are up and coming.
The Clippers are the best because he's West.
And
he's
wants
home.
To go there.
There's probably a level of respect for Kawhi, probably. I don't know if it's flips the other way or not, but
he likely likes Ty Lue.
I think he likes Ty Lue.
I mean, he hasn't played for him, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, he has utter disdain for him.
Yes, that happens. Yes.
If he plays for you, he just can't stand you
he
anymore.
He can't have disdain for you in year one. He liked Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
Mike D'Antoni let him do whatever
he
wanted
to.
Yeah.
And Daryl used to, too. And then
they were the cool parents. That's like the cool parents with, like, the divorced parents who – well, no, like the divorced parents where they were always trying to win your love, so they gave you nice toys – and they were always trying to let you do whatever you wanted to, and they didn't want to discipline you because, you know, they wanted you to like them.
Yeah.
And Mike D'Antoni just, I think he wanted Daryl to like him. Now, did he love James as much as he wanted James to love him? Probably not.
No.
He probably made his job, I've heard he made his job. Matter of fact, I know for a fact he didn't. Why am I dancing around this?
Yeah.
He was a pain in the ass for Mike D'Antoni.
It's a pain in the ass for everybody. That's what he does. But he's losing all of his leverage now. I don't know if he's got any self-awareness at all, but the fact that there is no trade value for him.
He's crossed the line. He's made it so hard.
Yeah.
Started in Houston. You're like, okay, he wants to finally get away and go try to win somewhere else. Couldn't wait to get away from, it's happened so much now, and the way he's going about it, he's not being low-key about it at all. He's doing by all means necessary.
We remember the Rockets tolerated fat suit James, the not trying, but then he had a post-game presser when he said, it's not going to work here. He made it known, even though he was still on the court, that this was untenable, and they eventually relented and traded him. Now, Daryl Morey, everyone clauds him for waiting out the Ben Simmons thing, but Ben Simmons was fine just not being around. That's like, you can push Ben Simmons aside and wait for a trade that you like. If James is actually going to be there and be what he was in Houston on his way out, I don't know how much the organization's going to stomach. Like, if he's around and being a pain in the ass and answering questions in the way that he gave that China little dissertation, an organization isn't going to want to deal with that. They'll send him home rather than have – and he'll get his money, but they'll send him home rather than have him – be disruptive.
He'll be fine with that.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
That's terrible. That's the worst thing, because he'll be like, cool.
Yeah, I know everyone's like, well, Daryl waited out Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was fine sitting at home.
Yeah.
James will show up and be disruptive.
Yeah, and he'll be fine sitting at home, too.
Yeah, and then you'll have to send him home, and he'll be happy by that.
Yep. All right, quickly. The least talked about thing in football right now is Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa is still in a holdout. He hasn't shown up. Chris Jones hasn't shown up. We know Josh Jacobs. We've seen that one. We know Jonathan Taylor.
They'll show up to catch their paychecks.
I guess
they're just willing to give up.
Chris Jones just said, I can wait this out till week 8.
He said, I got the money for it.
You can. When you got a few money.
Remember, week 8 is you got to get a year vested. You have to play a certain amount of. That's why week 8.
And he said, I'll hold out till week 8. And Nick Bosa. Well, Nick Bosa is so funny. He's like, cool, and the 49ers are cool. You know what? The 49ers say they're not even going to charge him for these days missed. When it's in the CBA that they have to, you're not allowed to.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, this is the lead in this story. The 49ers could have fined All-Pro Edge Nick Bosa tens of thousands of dollars per day he missed training camp because of his holdout. Same time, he awaits a lucrative contract, which will likely turn him into the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league. They could have. I thought it was the law now that if he's holding out when he's got a contract.
I thought it was football law, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, the one
CBA
thing,
law.
The one thing is, though, you they gave away, well, they didn't give away, they got a lot for him, but they traded away Tyreek Hill, my assumption was, so that they could pay Chris Jones.
Yeah.
And now, hey, you still have to make moves that are, you know, Travis Kelce doesn't play for free, but who are the other big name guys that they have to pay?
Well, Mahomes they paid, you know.
Right. Obviously. No, I know, obviously Mahomes, but really they got kind of a team-friendly deal with Mahomes when it was also
Did they pay Thuney, and did they pay what their offensive line is paid now?
Yeah, they're paying some other guys, but it's a, you know, if you want to keep a big team, this is one of the things, if quarterbacks aren't willing to be, if you want to, if it's most important to you to win, but also to make the highest number,
yeah,
it's going to make it harder to keep the best guys around. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, right? It's Thuney, Kelce, then Justin Reed, beyond Chris Jones and Patrick
Mahomes.
Well,
that's not bad,
as their top five.
Justin Reed?
He's their fifth highest paid player.
Our safety?
Yeah.
Well, their safety now.
Yeah,
but the Justin Reed we know?
Yeah, yes. That one.
He's four?
He's their fifth highest paid player.
Well, that just shows you they drafted
well. He was
well.
Good enough to win a Super Bowl last year. Is that good enough for you?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a really good point. Yeah, I would probably.
Do you have 2,000 wins?
I would pay Chris Jones. I'm just saying this. Pay
pay Chris Jones?
You know what? I'm going to make it official here. Chris Jones is good at football.
Okay.
It's official.
That's official.
I planted my flag.
All right, there you go. Well, you should take him in Underdog Fantasy then.
I should. In Underdog Fantasy, although they don't have defensive players, I will tell you that. You know how I know that? Because I actually play Underdog Fantasy. I'm on Underdog Fantasy. I have been. I've been up on Underdog Fantasy way before you guys were up on Underdog Fantasy. I just happened to tell you about it on the radio. It's great. One of the reasons I love it, number one, the interface is very easy to use. It flows really well. You've got daily fantasy. You've got season-long fantasy where you draft entire teams. And then your team, it's a deep team, but then your team, you roll with them and they start. It automatically starts whoever your highest scores are at every position. And then on top of that, you've got your pick'em contests, which are highs and lows. You pick 2 to 5 players. They have individual stats, and you pick whether they're going to go higher or lower than that stat. Now, this year, they're doing season long as well. But the great thing is, if you pick 5 of them and you get all 5 right on your high or low, you are going to win 20 times your original play. So $20 becomes $400. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas, if you're worried about that. And I've got a way for you to earn up to $100 in your first deposit. They will, if you use promo code Lance, they will double your first deposit up to $100. You have to use promo code Lance either on your app or at underdogfantasy.com. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
Tired of being the trail donkeys, acting like you some one-man GPS.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
All right, welcome back. News of the weird time. Guys, a Plano man was arrested in his wife's death. He says because he did not hide the body very well. Do you feel like that's a good defense?
No, I think it's accurate, though.
Yeah.
That may be the reason he got caught.
No. He's Carlton Dudley. He's been jailed since late June, arrested 3 days after his wife Sarah's body was found. But do you feel like, since he's honest about how poor he was at burying the body, hiding the body, that he should be in any way, shape, or form exonerated?
No, you can't. Was he asked, how'd you get caught? You know, hey, say there, how'd you get caught? Did somebody have press in the hat?
Right.
He said, well, they caught me because I didn't hide the body so good, see?
Yeah, right. I don't know if it was quite.
No, but that was that probably, accent. But that's accurate.
Yeah, it was Plano, so I don't think he has that accent.
Yeah, but I didn't hide the body very well. I should have, had I dug deeper.
Yeah, right.
Not had that damn bloodhound on my property.
Well, it was in a duffel bag in the lake, which was first sign that she was murdered, or maybe not.
Okay, I've seen enough shows to know that you fill the duffel bag up Duffel bag.
Yeah, it was a duffel.
Cut her in a bunch of pieces?
I don't know that. But
if it's a duffel bag, you gotta get something bigger. You put
big,
a bunch
big
of rocks,
one of big hockey bags.
And you put a bunch of rocks in it?
Yeah.
Or you put a weights in it? That's
but
what the movies
still,
do.
But even still, then it's a pretty obvious that she was murdered, I think.
Well, I think that she's in a duffel bag is a good sign.
Yeah, especially a duffel bag that you had at home.
There may be foul play here, folks. So we need to look into this.
Yeah, so the duffel bag.
A Florida woman doused herself in Mountain Dew to erase DNA after killing her roommate in Daytona Beach, Florida. This is who.
My hometown.
The murderer.
Ooh. My hometown. I don't know if I know the people who did this, but.
Well, I don't know.
Do you know a white lady who's got a big neck tattoo across the top?
Says Dixie on it.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah.
Dixie across her neck?
I think it says. I don't know. I can't read it.
Songs of the South?
Poorly. Yeah, I don't know. But she killed her 79-year-old roommate, doused herself in soda.
Roommate?
Does Mountain Dew erase DNA?
I mean, it is pretty corrosive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't shower again then?
I don't know what Mountain Dew does to the skin.
I don't know. I don't know that these are the smartest criminals ever. NASA wants your help studying Uranus from behind next month.
I feel like this was a purposeful
headline. That's the
headline.
It's the headline.
Who said it? Which company? Who?
They also want Neptune, but that's not nearly as good. Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's not nearly as good. Do you want to help and NASA
study
studying Uranus?
So they will study mine. Is that what you're saying?
No. The planet.
The planet. Yeah, I don't know.
The planet. Guys, we're talking about planets.
I don't want to help them study an anus.
Yeah. Disneyland guests got busted for having sex on a railroad ride. Do you feel like that's the best place?
Look,
one of those little trains at Disneyland?
You have to have a fetish because you can't hold off having sex that you need to do it at Disney on a ride. That had to have happened. That is something where there is a, I won't say perversion because let's not kink shame, but that is something you want to do. You can't hold off sex at Disneyland? Who can't abstain from that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
wait till you get to the hotel.
Wait till you're to the hotel and open up the window so everybody can see, but at least you're in your room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Shouldn't you be getting to your $900 a night hotel to do that?
Yeah, right. Right. A woman was branded disgusting by her husband for peeing in the shower. And that sparked an online debate. Shouldn't women have the same shower rights as men?
Yes, absolutely. The husband's wrong here.
Yes. Is that disgusting?
It doesn't disgust me.
It doesn't disgust me.
The husband's in the wrong here.
Yeah.
He might be one of those germy type of guys, though. Like, ugh.
No, is she specifically disgusting because she's a woman peeing in the shower? Or just, or he thinks that's disgusting.
He probably thinks everybody peeing in the shower.
Well, then that's one thing.
Disgusting. He's one of these kind of,
I mean, I thought that was just natural.
Just do it.
Now, we did get a call from a woman who said once that she was getting in the shower with her husband to welcome, and he was dropping a deuce in the shower.
No,
yes.
What do you mean you don't remember that call? No.
When we were at 610, yes. A woman called and she said, I was going to surprise my husband by going in the shower with him. And she goes, oh, he's dropping a deuce.
Did she divorce him?
That's gross.
Are you sure that didn't happen on?
That sounds
like unfiltered phone calls.
It was.
That doesn't sound like the bench.
No, it was the bench. Baby, you don't remember that?
I remember when the stripper /
star.
No. Oh. I remember when the girl who was the stripper and also the Craigslist girl. I remember when she called in. She was an online what do they call escorts. I remember her calling in. I remember when the guy was in the shower and the girl rifled through the guy's phone and called Star, but it was Star 610.
Star 610.
And thought that she found the number for a stripper. She got on the air. I remember that. I don't remember Deuce in the shower, and that feels like one of those seminal moments in my life.
No, I cannot. I honestly remember it distinctly. Maybe it was a text or something that we got.
Text line,
but
yeah.
Whatever. When I heard deuce in the shower,
that's not okay.
That's not okay.
Peeing in the shower is kind of an American tradition.
Blah.
Yeah, but deuce in the showers,
no.
You're a dirty animal and you need to, there should be some form of punishment of some sort.
Yeah, some flogging, something. All right, we're done, except you need to talk. What does he need to talk about right here, Del?
All right, John. Let's see. Lance, you've got one final thing to discuss, and it's Gulf Coast Chevy.
Gulf Coast, it's Craig DeSurf.
Good.
Craig to surf. He won't mind that.
He can't get his own.
He won't. He won't.
It's
won't mind
on the
that
rundown. Pregnant, he just pregnant doesn't pause ever open it
because Craig to surf is a guy who loves the drama. He loves the drama. He loves the ability to bring you out there, out in Angleton. He calls it Camelot in the cornfields. He says that lovingly, by the way, because he couldn't believe how much he enjoyed it the very first time he was out there. He went out there for a job interview. Well, it wasn't really a job interview. They tried to hire him. He goes, I don't know. And he went out there and loved it, loved the people, and he's been out there ever since. And they are very, very successful at selling cars, selling trucks, SUVs. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they are able to give you great prices right up front. They don't play games with you. They are making sure that you are getting the vehicles that you want and that they're not trying to, you know, they're not trying to stick you into a vehicle they're just trying to get rid of. And on top of that, their trade-in value is amazing. They have 0.9% APR financing and 0.0% APR financing for a couple of different pickup trucks, the Silverado and the GMC Sierra that are in stock right now. So go check them out. You can start the process online at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn. The way I learned from my father.
I'm not saying it. You moved it anyway.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.